not just limited to the motorists, Roger, but over the next coming weeks, the police service will be issuing a lot of advice and crime prevention tips to keep people safe in their houses, in their businesses, online, while out socialising and, as you say, on the roads for the motorists. They'll see an upscaling of our police patrols, so there will be a visible police presence, particularly in and around our towns and on the roads, for us to try and combat this seasonal crime and also to keep people safe throughout the communities and on the roads.
And I suppose after you buy your Christmas presents, secure your home and don't talk too much maybe on social media to strangers about all the presents you've just bought.
Well, you're absolutely right, Roger. I mean, Christmas presents not only are very attractive for our kids, but also if you leave them on display in your homes or in your cars, that's a very attractive proposition for criminals. They will take the opportunity to take your presents from your car and cause damage at the same time. So one of the keys when you're out shopping, if you do leave presents or anything that you've bought in the car, please secure it in your boot in any unattended vehicles and make sure there's nothing visible from the outside.
For shopkeepers, some scam people travel in groups and maybe blitz a town, isn't that right?
Well, as I say, this time of the year, whilst it's a very attractive time for us and for our businesses, it's also an attractive time for the criminals, and they will exploit any opportunity. So there are groups of criminals who will target, as you say, certain towns in an effort to maximise their criminal activity. So we would ask the community, business and those out shopping to be vigilant. If you do see anybody suspicious, whether it's on foot or in vehicles, please report it to us. We will take every report seriously and we will investigate. And if you do see anybody in a car acting suspiciously, please try to get the make and the registration number and pass it on to us. That's very easy to do. You can do it anonymously through our Crime Stoppers, or you can do it by 101 or obviously in an emergency, please call 999.
The law allows you to have a certain amount of alcohol in your system while driving. Why is it a better idea to abstain if you're a motorist out on a night's entertainment?
Roger, as far as I'm concerned, there is no safe drink-drive limit. Any alcohol in your system, even one drink, impairs your ability to a certain degree and increases your risk of crashing. We would encourage everyone to have a great time out there, but do not ever drink and drive. And the one thing I would make absolutely clear is if you've been out late, if you've had quite a few drinks the night before, you may not be safe even the next morning, possibly even up to lunchtime or after. So if you've any thought of driving, please make sure you do not drink.
PSNI convictions province-wide for drink driving have soared by 40%. A little bit about the consequences if people are caught. It can affect your livelihood, really the rest of your life in a way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the standard penalty for a conviction of drink driving is an automatic ban and a monetary fine. You will have to resit your test after the period of a year or more. But I think it's even wider than that. The consequences of being involved in a collision whilst you have a drink in you will live with you if you injure somebody for the rest of your life and also affect those people and their families. And we encourage people, as I say, do not consider drinking and driving. Do not take the chance, Roger.
Very finally, Stephen, the PSNI is a service, not a force. You're also there to help us enjoy Christmas safely. Just a wee bit about the pastoral aspect of what you'll be doing.
Well, as I say, our mission is to keep people safe, and we will be out there, as I say, a high visibility patrolling of our towns and our roads with uniformed officers. Being very visible in vehicles and on foot. We will obviously have our crime prevention officers available to shopkeepers. We've been working now for many months giving people advice as to how to stay safe, minimise the opportunity for the criminals. And so we're always there for advice. And another aspect of Christmas is obviously the socialising. And again, we will be out at those times when people are leaving pubs, make sure people stay safe, make sure that people get home safe and enjoy and have a very peaceful Christmas.
Well, Stephen, absolutely. And certainly from the media to the PSNI, we understand you often go in harm's way to keep us safe. And all our season's greetings to you guys as well.
Thank you very much for that, Roger. And just finally, I would like to wish all of you a very happy, peaceful and crime-free Christmas and New Year.